Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USAPrepares.com. Rich Sheban from Montana sitting in for Vincent Fennelli. And we are talking to Dr. Norm Shealy. And right before the break, Dr. Shealy, I talked about an article. And I've mentioned so many articles from Governor Newsom, Nancy Pelosi, the mayor of Denver. I have lost count of the hypocrisies and double standards. And here we have Dr. Deborah Birx, who's a coordinator of the White House coronavirus response, warning Americans, quote, be vigilant, limit celebrations to your immediate household. And basically somebody turned her in from her own family because they couldn't stand her hypocrisy when she traveled on her Thanksgiving vacation to be around three generations of her own family from multiple households, including son-in-law, two young grandchildren. Oh, my God. My specific question to you, Dr. Shealy, is with all these hypocrisies and double standards, is there anybody stupid enough in America who believe that these so-called hypocritic double standard leaders are really afraid of the quote-unquote deadly pandemic? Dr. Shealy.
Well, when you're stupid and evil, nothing works. And several of the things that bother me most about Trump is having Fauci and anybody on his staff working for you on anything. I don't know how that happened. I don't think Trump is somehow responsible for this crap, but he endorsed it by having Fauci and this woman, who is a total crook. She needs to be burned in public square, in my opinion. Maybe just whipped to death.
Yeah, I think millions of Americans would probably agree with you, Dr. Shealy, and this goes back to the trust issue that we both have mentioned on this show already today. It's hard to believe what to trust when you have so much information and so much hypocrisies and double standards. I mean, I can't even count. Even Dr. Fauci, we've seen him without a mask. We've seen a lot of these people going to restaurants, going to parties. I mean, I remember reading an article recently where the health department in, I think it was Pennsylvania, was suggesting that if you attend an orgy, it's too risky not to wear a mask.
You can't fix stupidity.
It's gotten to the point where nothing matters. It's gotten to the point where literally lies, hoaxes, treason, sedition, espionage, racketeering is a product in a store for these so-called institutional leaders, lawyers, judges, and courts. It's unbelievable. Okay, next article, Dr. Shealy. I'd like to get your comment. Four volunteers immunized with Pfizer's coronavirus developed Bell's palsy, and the FDA is denying that the vaccine caused it. Again, evil and stupidity is a bad mix. Your comments on that, Dr. Shealy.
Well, Bell's palsy is extremely rare, and if it came on within a few days even of the vaccine, I would definitely blame the vaccine, period. But they're lucky if that's all they got.
Yeah, these neurological disorders, from autism to you name it. I'm noticing LDS diseases increasing. A lot of neurological symptoms and diseases are on the increase from my reading. And what do you attribute to? It's got to be vaccines. It's got to be poor nutrition in our foods, lack of vitamins. The unit of measure of despair, like anxiety that we've talked about earlier in the show, you know, they're all contributors to what's happening. And ironically, and the people who are proponents of all these therapies are also proponents of world depopulation, which is pretty doggone scary. Next yeah. article, Dr. Shealy, flu vaccines raises risk of COVID death, correlation confirmed by scientific analysis. When you have studies like this coming forth, published studies in the public domain, how can the powers that be go forth with these vaccines? And I believe President Trump, I think he's getting a lot of bad information, bad advice from people on the inside who are bought and paid for at every level. And we've talked about that on other shows, and I think that's what's happening. But when you have this information, and you have it dovetailed with Grand County, Colorado, where 40% of COVID deaths were confirmed to be victims of gunshot wounds, how can you look the public in the eye when you have people like Dr. Birx literally going against their own advice? How should the people take this, Dr. Shealy?
They should have a public arsenal and go and whip her to death in public square, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. I'm not a violent person, but people like that need to be destroyed.
Yeah, I mean, when you have studies coming up, I mean, real studies that show the flu vaccine raises COVID death and correlation confirmed by scientific analysis, and the good people who come forth, they lose their license, they get demonetized, they even go to prison or psych wards. I mean, it's pretty obvious that just like censorship in general, it's gotten to the point where it's literally, let me put it this way. If information is censored, and you could tell me if you agree or not, it usually indicates, if not always, a threat to the corrupt people who are selling these narratives, you know, those who have addictions to power, money, and control. They're invested in hiding the truth, because truth does not require censorship. But misinformation, propaganda, hoaxes, false flags, lies, gaslighting, that all depends on censorship. And threats, bribes, surveillance, and blackmailing, you could throw that in there as well. So when you are hiding the truth and creating misinformation for your agenda, it's pretty obvious what's going on. It's almost a direct admission to guilt in my book. Dr. Shealy?
Agree. All the way.
Okay. Next article. Americans' mental health hits 20-year low ahead of renewed lockdowns. Now, I realize a lot of these polls, Dr. Shealy, a lot of these focus groups, they have an outcome that they want to achieve by doing this. But in this case, when they say a 20-year low, it's probably a 50-year low. And I'm wondering, when you have these units of measure of despairs, like increased obesity, increased overdose of drugs, increased suicides, all the bad stuff is increasing, when you have a physician, a patient, let's say I was your patient, I was walking in your door, and I gave you some of these statistics, how could I justify, let's say you were a proponent of these vaccines, how could I justify with just the evidence we've discussed today, never mind since March, how could you justify if, as a physician, that these vaccines are safe and effective, Dr. Shealy?
Well, you can't. It's a lie. That's being kind to call it a lie.
So when you have, You know, when I was a pharmaceutical rep back in the day, a lot of physicians would talk to each other, would have discussions, you know, peer-to-peer discussions about disease states or about the efficacy or the safety of a particular drug. When physicians talk to each other today, and they're seeing medical tyranny in front of their eyes, are physicians actually talking to each other? Are they afraid of being put in the column or in the category of not conforming, and there's less communication between physicians today?
Well, if they work at a hospital, they know they already are controlled. You know, I wrote a book about 20 years ago called Third Party Rape. And third party is not just the insurance mafia, it includes the hospitals.
But, you know, I don't know very many independent physicians left that don't have hospital privileges, Dr. Shilley.
I'm one of the few.
You are?
I was actually invited to look at the chairmanship of the Department of Neurosurgery when I was on the faculty at Western Reserve. And I was so tired of the bureaucracy of the university, I left and never went back. And now I won't even work under a hospital, let alone a medical school or any other bureaucracy. All bureaucracy is evil, in my opinion.
I agree. Dr. Shilley, next article right here. UK regulator warns public to avoid COVID-19 shots if they already struggle with allergies. Well, before your comment, I look at just the overall Americans' immune system has decreased so much over the years because of lack of nutrition, lack of information, maybe a lazy, less physical lifestyle. We can go on forever. So when you hear UK regulator warns public to avoid COVID-19 shots if they already struggle with allergies, that's probably like 90% of the people, Dr. Shilley.
Actually, it's a little bit more than that. It's 97.3% of people who are lacking 1 to 5 essential health habits.
Wow. Well, now we go back to the Hippocratic Oath and the Nuremberg Charters that I mentioned earlier in the show regarding informed consent and just this UK regulator. If 97% of people, conservatively speaking, struggle with allergies, how can the powers that be justify these jabs into the people?
Well, the powers that be can't justify anything they do to speak of.
Yeah. You know how different television shows have different news, different propaganda outlets like MSNBC, CNN, ABC, they have their own physicians that work for them. And one's name is Dr. Gupta. And I don't know if this is a quote, but at least it's a paraphrase. He says that getting vaccinated does not stop infections or the spread of COVID-19. So when you hear a comment like this, does not stop infections or the spread of COVID-19, what is the point?
Duplicity.
What is the point?
The kind of thing you say is duplicity.
I mean, shouldn't that be enough evidence right there for the people to say no? Never mind the MRC-5. We'll be right back with Dr. Shilley, folks.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm speaking to Dr. Norm Shealy. This is Rich Sheeman calling, broadcasting from Montana. And Dr. Shealy, I'm going to mention a few more articles here, and I want your comments, please. Author of U.S. Bioweapons Law warns DARPA is illegally experimenting on U.S. citizens, and a shoulder-type article by Dr. Francis Boyle says DARPA's biowarfare weapon vaccine will kill people. Your comments, please.
I agree. I can't tell you what percentage you're going to die as a result of it, but it'll be greater than any vaccine in history, probably.
If I went to, let's say you owned a restaurant, or any type of business, and I went there, or anybody went there, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Jane, Sue, doesn't matter, and they got sick from your food, and there was either mortality or such a serious morbidity that it affected your life for the rest of your life, the lawsuit would be astronomical. How can these big pharma people have the audacity to demand liability immunity, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's not audacity. It's just pure evil mafioso behavior. They're crooks. Crooks have the audacity to do anything. They kill. with no content.
Wow, that's pretty scary. That's pretty sad. You know, even the World Health Organization, which is all part of the bought and paid for cabal, as we know, mostly owned by and operated by China, finally admits, because there's credibility issues with all these lies that they've been given, they finally admit that these PCR tests have created false positives. And there's so much evidence, like we mentioned earlier in the show, 93 to 97% false positives. You know, it's amazing how people's lives, businesses, health, immune system is being ruined by these so-called PCR tests that have zero credibility, or at least between 3 and 6% credibility. Is there, from a Hippocratic Oath perspective, Dr. Shuley, when you see the testing given false positives up in the 90%, do we have some type of, do the people have some type of legal recourse, you know, especially regarding the MRC-5, which is aborted fetal tissues in these vaccines? What do you, I mean, you're obviously an honorable, ethical, moral, experienced physician, and you practice what you preach. But when somebody comes to you from a different diagnostician and they said, well, we're going to start forcing these vaccines on you, what advice do you give or can you give to these patients, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I can give them an exemption, as I do for the mask, but it may not be honored. And as you've already indicated, the mafioso have already exempted themselves from being sued. So I'm not sure there is an outlet. If you can't sue the bastards, you don't have any outlet.
Well, I think mafiosa is an understatement, because I'm looking at an article here by Andrew Yang, calls for barcode to prove barcode attached to people, like either a tattoo or something, or some type of electronic technology to prove that you've taken the coronavirus vaccination, Dr. Shuley.
Oh, that's part of the evil empire's plan for a long time. I mean, it's like Auschwitz. It's the tattoo of the evil empire.
Right. Yeah. This is Nazi, Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot type stuff that we're seeing in modern day technology. And the new NYPD are now deploying robot dogs to catch COVID violators. This is beyond 1984. Your comment, Dr. Shuley.
Oh boy, more, you know, everything you talk about is evil. What else can I say? That's an insult to the dog industry.
Yeah. We'll be right back, everybody.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
After months of negotiations, congressional leaders have reached a deal on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package that will include a second round of $600 direct payments for most Americans. The 11th hour deal comes just days before many of the existing coronavirus relief measures are set to expire on January 1st. Both chambers are expected to vote on the measure today. Arizona's Republican chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward, refuses to back down from the war on election fraud. On Saturday, Ward took to Twitter to slam the supervisors in Maricopa County who refused to be transparent, handing over voting material from the 2020 election.
This election is far from over. Anyone who is telling you differently, whether it's in the media, whether it's the Democrat talking heads, or whether it's the Republican establishment, is just avoiding the facts.
Ward claims the county officials are choosing to protect Dominion voting systems. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A restaurant in Toledo, Ohio gets a big tip that will help dozens of its employees. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott tells us more.
On a purchase of 1 cent, a customer left a tip for $5,600 at South Mediterranean Kitchen and Bar in Toledo, Ohio. The restaurant opened last October, just months before COVID restrictions have severely affected their bottom line. Employees who have been struggling to get by and get as many hours as they can with restaurant sales down more than 46% nationwide during the pandemic, the tip couldn't come at a better time. Chef Musa Salau tells WTOL 11.
A couple of them, you know, cried with tears saying that now they can, you know, help get the kids some toys.
It was split 28 ways with each employee getting $200. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
According to the Ohio Restaurant Association, restaurants in Ohio employs more than 585,000 people. The Ursid Meteor Shower marks the final shooting star display of the year. Stargazers can expect to see up to 10 shooting stars per hour as Earth moves through the debris field in the solar system left behind by Comet 8P Tuttle. Earth is moving further into the debris field this morning, and the peak of the Ursid meteors will arrive tonight, December 21st, and continue into early hours of December 22nd. Monday Night Football will see the Pittsburgh Steelers play the struggling Cincinnati Bengals, 8:15 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it.
God, you're take my
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Rich Sheeben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and we're talking with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, the next article I wanted to throw your way is titled World Economic Forum Wants Big Government, Big Banks, and Big Corporations to Vaccinate the World. And, of course, the head of the World Economic Forum is Klaus Schwab, and he mentioned that we should all be eating weeds, bugs, and drinking sewage water. Now, you as a practicing physician, have you ever seen, is dysentery, let's say people did drink poor water or eating weeds? I mean, I harvest edible medicinal plants, but I've spent years researching them.
is his
now,
head
if you
to
just
be forced into a toilet.
In your backyard, I mean, what about toxicity issues? Do you ever see any of these things?
Well, not of that degree. But that man should have his head forced down the toilet and flushed repeatedly till he's gone. You know, people like that need to be gotten rid of rather than listened to. I'm not a violent
person. It's
amazing
how much power these people wield. You know, if you are willing to sell the American people out for money, power, and all these those other type of addictions, control, that's what we get because we've sat back for so many decades and we're reaping the consequences of basically the inaction towards political correctness, which political correctness, the antonym, is really truth. And this is why, you know, we're seeing mental health hitting 20-year lows because of renewed lockdowns and all the other issues surrounding the agenda. Dr. Sheely, I read an article, I think I've mentioned this on the air once or twice over the last few weeks, where masks, now dentists are coming out and saying that they're seeing a 50% increase in gum disease, which I want you to verify that mouth bacteria is probably the worst bacteria in the human body, which is also associated with heart attacks. Can you confirm some of that? What's your opinion on that?
That is true. No question about it. Now, again, among other things, I use an ozone-containing toothpaste. I haven't used fluoride in my toothpaste in 50 years or more, but I do like ozone to keep my mouth cleaner. In fact, I haven't been to the dentist now in the longest period since I can remember in childhood. I was supposed to have an appointment in March. They were closed. They opened back up in September and said I'd have to come in wearing a mask, and I said, well, call me back when I don't need to wear a mask. So I've now been 15 months without a tooth cleaning, but using my ozone toothpaste, it really has kept my teeth in as good shape as when I get them cleaned every 6 months.
Okay, well, that's great advice. You know, you mentioned fluoride. I think our listeners know that fluoride, even China labels it as a pesticide, and it's often a main ingredient in rat poison. And there's zero research of any benefits in fluoride. And
In fact, I consider it the number one toxicity in the world. In every city that has fluoride, and the average sperm count has gone down from 150 million to 40 million. When it gets to 20 million, men are infertile. If we don't get rid of fluoride in the city water within the next 20 years, there'll be no more babies. That's how bad it is.
Well, that's what one of their goals is, sterility, not just in males but in females, and it also makes people docile, which is fluoride's, you know, that's their one of their main claim to fame. In fact, you know, I have an article in front of me here regarding contaminants in tap water may be linked to more than 100,000 cases in America. Now, think about that, you know, and here we're talking about COVID mortality. There's so many other categories, you know, like you mentioned, medical malpractice and hospitals are number three on the list. And even farm groundwater has toxic chemicals. If you buy old pasture land that was owned by some farmer who used glyphosate or any of these, you know, chemicals, which they all do today, it's not just toxicity in municipal water, but in city water. It's also, you know, it could be rural water as well regarding the wells. Your comment,
well,
Dr. Sheely.
There's something even worse than that now. 75% of all the rain average in this country has Roundup in it. There is no such thing as organic. In fact, I consider it a lie to call something organic if it was raised outside and not in a totally purified environment. And that means our groundwater, because it all comes out of the rain ultimately, our groundwater is now beginning to have ground up poison. The number one poison in the world, even worse than fluoride.
I'll tell you something, Dr. Sheely, it's getting almost impossible to believe any person or an institution at a high level because they're all bought and paid for. It's just like it's analogous to the COVID mortality. You know, now they have a category, pneumonia, influenza, and COVID is in the same category. And it's a lot more. It's heart attacks, it's strokes, it's cancer, it's gunshot wounds. My gosh. I mean, how do people, I mean, if you go to a hospital today when police and doctors, Dr. Shealy, are taking money for COVID diagnosis and sometimes killing people by sticking vents down their lungs, what does the average person think, and how do they know who or what institution to believe for a diagnosis, a prognosis, anything, Dr. Shealy?
Well, my favorite medical directive is, if I am found unconscious, do not call an ambulance. Let me die in place. I do not wish to go to any hospital ever again under any circumstance whatsoever. If I live 10 years or 100 years, I'm not going back into a hospital. That's my personal belief.
Wow, that's a very strong comment. But, you know, you have a lot of people who don't have medical degrees. And speaking of medical degrees, Dr. Shealy, isn't it true that most physicians don't live to the average life expectancy than the average person? And why do you think that is?
No, they actually, that's one of the ads that occurs frequently. So I don't want to get into too much controversy. However, the book Dead Doctors Don't Lie was a total lie. It took me several years to prove that he was wrong in that. But the average physician actually slightly outlives the average person, because in general, it's because we have slightly better habits. Not as bad as the 97.3% of Americans, but the average physician has slightly better habits with less smoking, less obesity, etc.
Yeah, in my 20 years of being in the pharmaceutical industry, I probably agree, but I also knew a lot of exceptions to that rule where some physicians smoked, some were quite obese.
Oh, yes. Stupid. I mean, that's the ultimate stupidity, of course.
Well, I've known a lot of physicians personally. I've done interests and hobbies and had personal friendships with, and I think one of the big things that they admit that they did wrong is self-medicate. What's your feeling on that, Dr. Shealy?
That I do not know. I am a non-drug person, and so the idea of taking even aspirin is repulsive to me. And you couldn't pay me. And every time I've had a surgery, my first statement as I wake up, don't give me any of that crap. I don't want a narcotic even after surgery.
Dr. Shealy, in the beginning of the program, I talked about Big Pharma, and I made a comment about how they don't want a cure, and they manage symptoms for profit, and certain institutions like the AMA, that's owned by Big Pharma. What's your comments on that?
They have been since about 110 years ago. They are part of the evil empire. But the dental profession is slightly worse, in my opinion, because of fluoride in the water and fluoride and silver mercury fillings. I consider the dental profession definitely part of the evil empire.
Wow. All right, Dr. Shealy, I have an article here titled Radiation Exposure Can Increase Risk of Hypertension Even in Low Doses. So when you look at electromagnetic magnetic radiation, could be Wi-Fi in your home, could be living in urban suburban America and having 5G next to you, especially if you've been injected with nanotechnology and you're a walking antenna. It could be, you know, there's radiation everywhere. What's your comment regarding radiation exposure and increased risk of hypertension, Dr. Shealy?
Well, it's not just hypertension. It's every known disease, especially cancer. I would say probably cancer is more related to it even than hypertension. But it weakens the immune system. It weakens everything.
So when we hear the AMA, the FDA, the CDC, hospitals, just Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, people who say we should do one thing, but they do exactly the opposite. I mean, especially regarding disease states, diagnosis, prognosis, nutrition, anything to do with the immune system, even mortality and morbidity statistics. I personally feel, and I think you and I are on the same page, maybe not the same sentence or paragraph, but the same page. How do we believe these people when they have literally sold out the people's trust to selling the narrative for their own personal gain? Dr. Shuey.
Well, I don't. I don't believe much what I hear or see. I spend hours every week on the internet trying to get back to real literature.
Wow. You know, back in the 70s, Dr. Shuey, basically the last decade where political correctness was not affecting our life. In other words, truth or lack of truth. I remember reading an article where, and they were talking about the Eskimo lifestyle. And that was before PC, because now we're supposed to address them as Inuits. But back then, they were Eskimos. And they had a certain very physical lifestyle. They hunted, they fished, they trapped. They ate a lot of raw fish. And because of the raw fish and their lifestyle, I remember reading a study that they were associated with no depression and no or little heart disease. Your comments on that?
Well, I totally agree. Again, I consider Bill Gates and Fauci and George Soros to be certainly the most evil men in the history of the world.
Yeah, but, you know, what can the people do about this? You know, especially, you know, I mean, you look at, I know it's not called Monsanto anymore for PR purposes, but 96% of the shareholders voted not disclose GMO ingredients for their own personal gain and thickness of their wallet. And this is the era we're living in today, unfortunately. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Shuey. We really appreciate you being here, everybody. Last segment coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheeman sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I'm with Dr. Norm Shealy. And Dr. Shealy, I think a big motive of what's or symptom of what's happening today in America is that when you eliminate hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications, you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on whatever, we have these behaviors and lack of checks to power who want to destroy us for the purpose of power, money, control, depopulation, whatever their agenda is. So that being said, and by the way, we really, really appreciate you being here. I really enjoy interviewing you, Dr. Shealy. You truly are an American treasure. Regarding enzymes, you know, they're catalysts for biochemical reactions, which aid in digestion and nutrient support. Regarding eating raw foods versus cooked foods, mostly obviously fruits and vegetables, and the benefits of eating raw regarding vitamins and minerals and attaching that to immune stimulants versus immune suppressants, what would you, how would you address that topic, Dr. Shealy?
Well, in general, for vegetables and fruits, they're definitely better raw, almost always. But then there's certain other root vegetables like rutabagas and carrots and that kind of thing that are better cooked. But for meat, I definitely think it is better slightly cooked.
And do you say that, like rutabagas and carrots, you say to slightly cook them for the purpose of better absorbing vitamins and minerals or taste?
Yeah, better absorption.
I see. But the majority of vegetables, you would agree, like tomatoes, broccoli, leafy
peppers, all the leafy ones, yeah, definitely better raw.
Okay.
Even broccoli is better raw.
Okay.
Even
now,
broccoli.
When you cook, regarding enzymes, if you cook vegetables over a certain temperature, and I've read as little as 130 degrees Fahrenheit, that's when you destroy those enzymes.
Exactly.
And it affects.
Absolutely true.
Are there any other vegetables besides rutabagas and carrots that you would say that you recommend to slightly cook?
Well, I don't think we should eat Irish potatoes at all, but sweet potatoes definitely need to be cooked as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potatoes are infinitely better than Irish potatoes.
Okay. Now, I hear a lot of people, you know, we talk about this on the air. You know, I have an acronym. I labeled it SARP, Synthetic, Artificial, Refined, and Processed. And we have so much crap in our foods, especially processed foods, and, you know, from MSG to fructose, high fructose corn syrup, tons of artificial sweeteners, propylene glycol, which is an antifreeze, basically, in our foods. And a lot of this is designed to be addictive. When people go shopping, Dr. Shealy, you know, they don't have, you know, I live off the land, I grow a garden, I raise animals, I hunt and fish. It's not that we don't shop in a store. We do. It's not that we don't go to other people's houses for dinner or to a restaurant now and then. Okay? But it happens. And so we're not 100%, you know, clean food, if you will. But what recommendation do you have for people who want to get healthier, especially, you know, get away from the...
Don't shop the center aisles. In the center aisles, I will buy only one thing, and that is pure fruit juices. If it has anything added to it other than vitamin C, I won't buy it. And if it comes in a plastic bag, a paper bag, or a cardboard box, it is junk. I haven't bought a home cereal in over 45 years.
Wow.
It's junk.
Yeah, but how many people, Dr. Shealy, have your discipline, your intelligence, your ability to and desire to learn, to read, to research? I mean, how many people do you think?
How about common sense? To me, the uncommon commodity is common. In fact, just got the final edited edition of my latest book, Restore Common Sense. I'll hopefully be out within the next 6 months.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, common sense is obviously not a qualification for a job in America, is it?
And it doesn't belong in a grocery store.
Yeah, it's we've allowed, and this is all done by design by the powers that be. Because
the food industry is as bad as the tobacco industry.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Shealy, we're out of time, and I can't tell you how honored I am to interview you, and we appreciate you being here. And to the listeners around the world, we appreciate you being here. You all have a great day, and I'll be back on the air tomorrow. Take care,
Merry
everybody.
Christmas, everyone. Thanks.
Merry Christmas. Thank you, Dr. Shealy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.